I didn't see Hayden here. Mr. Weber, please do a roll call.
Mr. Gilmore?
Present.
Mr. Koleka?
Present.
Ms. Klett?
Present.
Mr. Sales?
Here.
Mr. Nesgood?
Present.
Dr. Campbell?
Present.
Ms. Hobick?
Present.
Ms. Lindgren? Ms. Skanky? Mr. Smith?
Here in person.
Ms. Boho?
Here.
Hey, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I'm trying to log in and get the agenda up.
Mr. Chairman, the next item on the agenda.
Can you open up the agenda? Do I need to do a public call?
There is a call to the public, but there currently isn't anyone from the public here, nor have we been notified about anybody from the public wishing to speak to the board at this time.
Yeah, we can bypass that. Great. Okay, we have case number. Again, I can't open up my agenda. Kurt, what's that case number?
P23-008 Rod
Salih.
Mr. Chair, this is Mike Lake. This is a complaint proposed resolution that was signed consent agreement.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
And Mike Lake, this is the agenda item means. P23-008, the complaint proposed resolution by a signed consent agreement.
Yeah. Board, let's open this up for discussion. We've had a chance to review this, obviously online, but board members, any discussion?
And Mr. Chair, we do have Ms. Crawford, our investigator here at your disposal. She can read the synopsis if you would like.
Now I see her. Sorry about that. Ms. Crawford, please share with the board the results of your investigation.
Certainly. Good afternoon, board. On July 22, 2022, the board received a complaint alleging that there were multiple engineering concerns in regards to a grading and drainage plan for the Kumar Residence Project in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Throughout the course of the investigation, all parties were interviewed and two EAC meetings were held. The first EAC meeting was held on May 17th. During this EAC meeting, respondent appeared with new materials which were not previously disclosed to board staff or EAC members for review and assessment. The EAC committee members voted to continue the EAC meeting so that the additional documents could be assessed. EAC committee members also recommended that the additional materials be assessed by structural engineers rather than civil engineers. Two additional assessments were completed by structural engineers, which both independently found significant concerns regarding the retaining wall included in the plans. A second EAC meeting consisting of both civil and structural engineers were held on September 22nd with respondent and alleger present. The EAC committee voted to substantiate the alleged violation that respondent failed to apply the appropriate technical skill and knowledge and also voted to add an additional substantiation of gross negligence. The EAC committee gave both violations a severity rating of 10. The EAC committee further recommended an indefinite restriction of practice for structural engineering and for the city of Fountain Hills and property owner to be notified of the concerns pertaining to the retaining wall. Based upon the EAC findings and recommendations, a consent agreement was drafted and presented to both respondent and his attorney. Respondent has signed the consent agreement, which is before you for approval today.
Oh, Jack, you're on mute, I believe. Mr. Chairman, I believe you're on.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sales. Ms. Weber, Kurt, are there any attendees, anybody calling in?
I'm not aware of any.
Alleger or respondent?
This is Orlene. No, they were both notified of the board meeting, but have not participated.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I'd be ready to prepare a motion if we're to that stage.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And board, any discussion on this item before we go to motion? Okay, Mr. Sales.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Technical Registration accept the signed consent agreement for P23-008.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Sales. Can I get a second, please?
Chair, this is Mike Kalika. I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Kalika. We have a motion to accept the signed consent agreement for P23-008. All those in attendance, let's do a roll call. Mr. Weber or Kurt?
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kalika?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Hopik?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Boholt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Judith, board members, any discussion? Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. There's a second part of this that I'd like to put a motion on, unless Mr. Kalika was going to do it. I didn't want to interrupt you there, Mr. Kalika.
No, go ahead, Mr.
Chairman. Okay. All right, Mr. Chairman, you know, looking through the information, it's concerning that, you know, that what was mentioned, the calculations would not match the retaining walls on the drawings, the detail on the drawings, you know, failed to sufficiently and provide sufficient information for the contractor to be able to utilize. There are some of the cases no calculations provide for review. However, some independent analysis showed the retaining walls as detailed or not is not sufficient to meet the means of this project and is structurally unstable. My opinion, as well as the findings of facts, indicate that the respondent engaged in gross negligence through failure to do his duty as an engineer and the project having potential to cause harm to public safety and serious financial harm. With that, I move that the Board of Technical Registration notify the City of Fountain Hills and the property owner as to the outcome of the enforcement matters for P23-008 and to the extent appropriate to forward the case information to the City of Fountain Hills property owner and the alleger.
Okay, we have a motion. I guess, Mr. Sales, thank you. I was assuming that was part of the consent agreement, but if it's not, then yeah, I appreciate that. I agree 100%.
Mr. Sales, this is Arlene. I apologize. For some clarification, would the board like for this to be sent to a letter sent to the alleger as well? The alleger is a neighbor.
I kind of added in there is to the extent appropriate. If it's not something that would normally be done, I'm not doing. I just know they're the ones that present the thing, but maybe just letting them know that the outcome of the case was.
If the board approved the consent agreement, they would receive a copy of this consent agreement.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Thank you.
That's what I was looking for. Yep.
So we have a motion to send the results of this investigation, the consent agreement, to the City of Fountain Hills.
As well as the affected homeowners.
And as well as the affected homeowners, thank you. We have a motion. Can I get a second to that motion?
Bill Nesgood, I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Nesgood. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let's do a roll call again on that, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very good.
Hey, Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Ms. Hopik?
Aye.
Mr. Kalika?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Boha?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Board, any other items for discussion or staff?
Mr. Chair, Scott Donald, if I may request, just to be on the safe side, if you could do a call to the public one more time. I thought I heard somebody else beep in the course of the meeting. And just to ensure, could you please just ask if there are any public who would like to make a statement under the call to the public?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Donald. At this time, I'd like to make a request for a call to the public. If there are anybody that is called in that would like to address the board on a public issue pursuant to ARS 38-431-018, the board members are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. However, members may ask staff to review our matter or may ask that a matter be placed on a future agenda. Anybody wishing to address the board? Anybody calling in that would like to share a public statement? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. If there are no other items, I think we can maybe move to an adjournment and we'll just see everybody on November the 7th. Are we good, Judith?
We are good. Mr. Chair, thank you so much for appearing today, as well as all the other board members virtually and present. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Thanks, you too. Bye.